This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. So they held the cigar smoking world championships in Thailand last weekend. 17 men and 5 women were in the main event. They were each handed an identical cigar and 2 matches, with the objective being who could smoke their stogie the longest. The guy from Sweden won, keeping his cigar lit for 1 hour and 47 seconds. He beat the runner-up by only 7 seconds. And he was nowhere near the world record of 3 hours and 40 minutes. When he accepted the prize and kissed his wife, she said it was like licking an ashtray. Okay, I made that up. There are lots of people trying to get into your computer. Russian hackers, Nigerian princes, the NSA, bored teenagers, and so many more. But the real security threat is you. According to a new survey, 62% of IT workers say the biggest security threat is sloppy employees. That's because we use weak passwords, open up email attachments we shouldn't, and visit insecure websites. A new hot sauce from England is supposed to be so wicked it mimics the bite of a spider. This venom chili sauce supposedly causes muscle spasms and burning, just as if you were bitten by a Trinidad chevron tarantula. Now, why would anyone... We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy, talking about computer vulnerabilities in the first segment. Well, a couple of 14-year-olds in New Jersey hacked their school Wi-Fi. 2 14-year-old freshmen from Secaucus High School in New Jersey. They wanted to get out of a bunch of their tests last week. They figured since their tests were on computers and needed an internet connection, no Wi-Fi meant no tests. And their plan worked, at least until the school managed to trace things back to them. Both were arrested and charged with criminal computer activity and conspiracy to commit criminal computer activity. Oh, it's all fun till the hammer comes down, boys. New word out that a quarter of us spend 10 hours a day on social media. 10 hours. 50% of us say we spend 3 hours a day. 75% say they use Facebook to kill time. Yet it's tough to detox. Study participants were asked to go without social media for 7 days and record their experience in a journal. Only 10% were able to go the full 7 days. Of those who took the challenge, 75% of women and 50% of men said that giving up social media for a week gave them serious anxiety. 75% of the respondents said it was especially tough to stay away from Twitter. 50% felt the same way about Snapchat and Instagram. According to new word from Michigan State University, one of the secrets to being happy in a relationship is finding a kind person. Can you guess which country is most desired vacation destination in the world? Unless you said Italy, you were wrong. A study from travel website Travel Supermarket finds Italy is the number one country people search for when planning a getaway. First United Methodist Church in South Haven is having a huge rummage sale this Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. both days. Furniture, books, dishes, decorative items, tools, etc. They're calling it their Holy Moly Sale. And it's this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 3, First United Methodist Church in South Haven. Sort of a pre-garage sale. Heck, I might see you there. Knucklehead news out of Wisconsin, where a woman called police after her husband brought home the wrong type of chicken. Police arrived to break up the argument, and the husband eventually agreed to go spend the night at his father's house. In the official report, the police didn't mention what kind of chicken he brought home or what the meal was going to be. Possibly jerk chicken? Or did she say the jerk got the wrong chicken? That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you find something buzzable and want to share it with me, paul at wcsy.com is my email. You can leave me a message on our Facebook page or drop things off here at the station. We're at 11637 M140. That's right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors in South Haven. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz are at wcsy.com, our website. We put them on Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play as well. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Friday. Make it a great day.